You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, so 20 years ago, the year 2004 was my year without sports. From January 1 through December 31st, I did not watch one sporting event live on TV. I did not read about any sports, nothing. I went an entire year without sports. And it was going to be the basis for a book, which never happened. But I still am glad I did it because it changed my life. I'm back to watching sports, by the way. But it still changed my life. Here's the reason I bring that up. Because on February 1st, 20 years ago, my phone rang. It was a Sunday. And it was my radio show partner at the time, Jane. And she called me up. She goes, tell me you just saw that. Tell me you just saw that. She goes, I know you're not watching sports, but tell me you just saw that. I said, I obviously don't know what you're talking about. She goes, the halftime show at the Super Bowl. I go, well, I can't watch the Super Bowl this year because I'm going without sports. 20 years ago today was the classic wardrobe malfunction during the halftime show.
Oh, JT.
Of Super Bowl 38 when Justin Timberlake tore off Janet Jackson's top, revealing her nipple to a shocked and mildly amused world.
Well, there was tape on it, wasn't it? I don't know if we actually... Did we actually see the nipple?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I think it was taped up, yeah.
I wasn't allowed to watch.
Which, obviously, it was staged. I mean, obviously.
I felt like it was. I saw the tape afterwards, and I thought, yeah, that's... I'll tell you this, and the reason I bring it up is because it was a dark day for all broadcasters. But the next few years, we were under a microscope from the FCC and many others. For all the ridiculous things that might offend people. So we blame JT and Janet for all the stupid scrutiny that we got after their little shenanigans during the Super Bowl halftime show. And by the way, in the actual game itself, New England and Tom Brady beat the Carolina Panthers, but nobody remembers that. All we remember is the wardrobe malfunction.
That's it. That is it. It's a truth. Piece of hashtag pop culture history now.
No kidding, man.
Yeah.
And JT's got a new record out. We're going to be playing it here.
He's doing
a little
fine.
Bit later.
And Janet's coming to town.
Yeah, Janet's got a big show
still
coming.
Still strong.
The Nuggets lost in Oklahoma City last night. They did not have Jokic. His back is hurting, so he didn't play. Nuggets are back home for two games against Portland tomorrow night and Sunday. And the Avalanche, their long 10-day break continues. The Avs don't get back on the ice until Monday, so that's going on. All right, so I was telling you the other day about the new amphitheater that's opening up near Colorado Springs. It's going to seat about 8,000 people. And now we know who the opening show will feature. On Friday night, August 9th, the Sunset Amphitheater will debut with Colorado's own One Republic.
Colorado Springs' own One Republic. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so they're
from
coming back.
Springs.
You know, it's coming back to their town.
Hey,
to
that's
play.
Cool. That's good.
I think that's pretty good.
That's a great
fact,
way to
I'm
kick
gonna,
things off.
I'll dig up some One Republic and play it after the trending report. But that's how they're going to open that amphitheater. And then the rest of the venue's lineup will be released soon. Heads up, RTD is going to be doing some maintenance on some of their light rail lines this weekend. So if you've got business downtown, it's particularly and specifically the lines that connect with Union Station. So if you're going to be going downtown, you want to hop on light rail this weekend, make sure you check the RTD site. They'll give you details on all the stuff that's going on there. Today is Change Your Password Day.
Yes. Yes. Do it. My God. I was glued to the hearings yesterday about the Chinese hackers and how much they're hacking us. And this is like top of mind.
You talking about the Zuckerberg and
nope.
other?
Nope. Oh. That was the social media hearing. They had the Chinese hearing yesterday talking about how often and how much they are getting into our infrastructure systems.
Mm-hmm.
And their plan is to essentially cause mass chaos in the United States by shutting everything down. And they were talking about if they were to dedicate, the United States were to dedicate every cyber, I don't know what you want to call them, someone in the industry to stop cyber attackers. If you dedicated every one of them in the United States, we would still be outnumbered 50-1 for the amount that China is attacking us. We are just not
Great.
Prepared. So. Stock up on water.
Get your water and change your password.
Yeah, that hearing jacked me up a little bit yesterday. Yeah. Scary stuff.
You like being scared, though.
I don't like being scared, but it's really eye-opening on what goes on in the world, you know? And I have friends in the industry that scare me, so...
Oh, it's frightening. It is frightening.
The amount of stuff that's going on every day.
How vulnerable we are.
And the amount of stuff and information that's already been stolen from the United States is pretty crazy.
And then you add on top of that, pile on with the amount of data and information that we willingly give out. Not to even mention the hackers getting in and stealing your stuff and passwords. We just voluntarily say, yep, here, take all of my information.
Here's
my
everything
photo.
About
here's, me. Here's my banking information. Here's my...
Yeah.
All right, what else is trending?
Okay, so I love this story out this morning about a woman who's gone viral on the social. Obviously, she's talking about her story for China to read. Bragging about how she returned her couch to Costco after using it for more than 2 years. If you're not familiar, Costco has a very generous return policy. Not a lot of restrictions on that return policy, other than like electronics, jewelry, tires, things like that. Well, this woman went in because I guess she just didn't like the color of the couch anymore. So she wanted to return it. They looked it up in the system. They found that she paid about $900 for it, and they took the couch back. It reminds me of a story about my mother who returned a ham, or what was left of a ham, after a Easter meal. We ate the ham, and she said the ham wasn't good, so she bagged up the bone and everything and took it back to Costco, and they gave her a refund after we ate the ham. And I that that's been, one of the best family stories I've got. That's
when you
just
first
awesome.
Told that story on our show, that is when I first jumped on the Bash Danny bandwagon.
Oh, that's horrible. My mother's
and
sweet.
And I have not let up since then.
My mother's sweet and very kind and generous. But that is a story, that's a family story that's going to stick around for a while when mom returned the ham.
Listen, your mom may be, but doing what she did is neither sweet nor kind to anybody nor generous to anybody.
Well, this is obviously a bigger topic because this mixed messages online too regarding the couch and is she taking advantage of Costco? But
is she
when that is Costco's return policy that
no.
you can return anything at any time? And that's
there's
one
a
of the
letter
highlights.
Of the law, and there's a spirit of the law, and this woman is abusing it, and she's making things tougher. For
obviously, it's
else.
Pretty douchey, but when it's their policy, you're just going along with their policy.
Yeah, but I feel bad for the companies douchey. Because they have to have a very lax policy. Otherwise, they're going to get people bitching and moaning nonstop about stuff.
Well, it's different when
you don't
like
think
a warehouse
really
membership.
Wants to take back a 2-year-old couch, do
it's,
you?
It's one of the perks of being a member and actually paying dues to be part of this store. It's like it's one of the it's a benefit. It's just a benny.
What? So
to
I can
part of it.
Pay $65 dues and get a $900 couch?
Well, you won't just spend the $65. I don't know if you can ever go into a Costco without leaving
no,
under
but you
$200,
could
$300.
Conceivably pay for your membership, go get a couch, just buy a couch and nothing else. 2 years later, take it back and get your $900 back.
Yeah, probably.
Now you've gotten 2 years' use of a couch for $65.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd have to re-up that membership every year, so I don't know.
Okay, $130 for a $900 couch. Yeah. That's a pretty good savings.
I know. It's pretty crazy, but
this
anyway,
lady is wicked.
It's an awesome story floating around today, and it's going to get people
I'm gonna
fired
save that
up
for a bigger
sure.
I'm going to save
sure.
it for a bigger topic on our show, a bigger segment.
Let's talk about Patrick Mahomes, young, handsome, successful athlete, top of his game, right? And when he takes his shirt off, you're expected to see an athlete at the top of his game. Well, no, I guess the Kansas City Chiefs posted some pictures of Mahomes in the locker room or something. Dude has straight up a dad bod. He's a little flabby. He's got a gut. There's not an ab in sight. And he went out and tweeted, "Yo, why they have to do me like that? Like I got kids," is his quote. And he added the hashtag dadbodseason, SZN.
I will say this. Yeah, I looked
whatever.
At the photos.
Represent, man.
And I would give anything to have his dad
he
bod.
Looks fine, but it is
he looks
funny.
Great,
you
think
you'd see a finely tuned athlete. No. But you know what? He's like all the dads out there who finish the chicky nuggies on the plate because you don't want to waste them. You finish them up for your kids.
Oh, man. To be that good of an athlete and to have a little bit of a paunch,
I
good
know.
For him.
It's like, whatever.
Power to him.
He can still take
don't
a hit.
Don't we wish he was the Broncos quarterback?
Yes, we do. We need a good chubby quarterback, don't we?
Yeah.
What else is going on? If you're looking to go out and get some alcohol for the big game, hot sauce flavored hard seltzer is a thing. It's Truly. We've got some Trulies in our fridge. They're doing hot sauce flavored hard seltzer. I'd rather have the hot dog flavored one, I think. Anyway, it's a limited edition thing. 4 packs of this stuff, $24. You got to get it online if you're into that. Whatever. This company called Insomnia Cookies is offering limited edition 12-pack of cookies on their website called the It's Not Me, It's You pack, where you can choose 12 cookies with breakup sayings on the cookies, and they also include a handwritten breakup note inside the box if you want to be super passive-aggressive on this Valentine's Day. If you're looking to dump somebody on the day of love, why not, huh? Dom, speaking of dad bods,
yes.
Did you know that there's something called burrito season?
This is coming
from Chipotle. They're hiring 19,000 workers right now in preparation for burrito season. They say it runs from March through May, and I guess burrito sales skyrocket 20 to 30% during that time. They say that it seems like a happier mood in general because negative emotions are starting to decrease. You're kind of coming out of winter. People are starting to spend more money, a little bit more after the holidays.
So it's a seasonal thing.
And apparently
people get
they
in
go
a
buy burritos.
When the sun comes out and the snow melts.
And you're like, man, the sun's out. I could go for a big old burrito right now. Give me some of that. And on the heels of that, a new poll found that half of us think that we're finally going to get in shape. Someday.
Right.
Just not today.
Yeah,
I'll get in shape. Just down the road a little bit. No big deal. NBD. Anything else I want to tell you? Do I have a Fat America? I do. It's kind of on the heels of the Valentine's Day story. Chick-fil-A is offering heart-shaped trays for Valentine's Day, so you can go get a big old heart-shaped tray of chicky nuggies for that special someone. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Chicky nuggies. We have a Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to what they're calling a creepy-ass old lemon. It just went to auction. It was found in a 19th century cabinet that was purchased. And I guess it's all dried out. It's really well-preserved. It's brown and leathery. And just like grandma's face. And there's a message on there from like a person to another person. And then they dated it November 4th, 1739. So it's a really old lemon. Anyway, they sold for $1,700.
For an almost 300-year-old lemon, you should have kept those
pieces of fruit
you put on the windowsill at our old studio.
Our old office, our radio station, our office, I put fruit on there that had been on that windowsill for a decade at least. There was a banana, an apple, an orange, a lemon, and a McDonald's hash brown.
Yeah.
Oh, and a muffin. There was a muffin on there. Totally petrified. Rock hard. I should have brought them with me. I could have sold them at auction, damn it. Anyway, see the old lemon. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.